again, as I've said so many times before, there's nothing He loves more than to fellowship with you. Seems like everywhere I go, the message is getting more and more important. That's the most costly thing heaven's ever sustained. It's your right to make choices. And because of that, when you raise your hands and worship Him anywhere, He knows it's coming from you instead of some kind of program He activated in you. How He could create something like that, a living being separate from Him, yet His Son, yet free for choice, like no program. It's amazing. That's convinced me God can do anything more than anything else I know. And just the fact of being who He is. You look at the Milky Way, the galaxies. You look into forever. There's a planet out there, the sun could be in the middle of it, the moon orbiting around it. That would be the circumference of it. Why? They come speeding through time, which doesn't exist. And we came along. And out of everything He is or has ever been, He would call us His family. He would actually call us His family. That's got something to do with faith that I know very little about. You know, most children, when they grow up, they know. They don't have to worry about anything. Even though their father disciplines them, you think they're worrying about making it or him not loving them? No. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, maybe just a little more. Hands about half mast again. He said, I thank my God, I speak with tongues or pray in tongues more than you all. Boy, it's quite a statement. But can you imagine walking with Jesus outside of the visitation He got from Him? The other apostles walked 3.5 years with Him. But Paul was really, he excelled beyond his peers in the knowledge of the law. When God got a hold of him, Stephen caused that to be possible. As they were stoning Stephen to death, a believer, Paul was holding their coats. He cried out, hold this not to their charge. In other words, forgive them. He did. Boy, on the road to Damascus, when Jesus showed up, it was... oh, boy. He said, I am He who you persecute. But boy, when God got him, he really got something. I would have hated to have been in the synagogue, a priest, and knew the law, and have Paul come in, who studied under the feet of the greatest man of law in his day. Wouldn't you hate to try to stand up against him that Jesus wasn't the Lord? He'd leave you tied in knots by the time he left. You wouldn't have a chance. But look what this man did. He didn't have a Bible to put in your lap. If you did, you probably couldn't read. They had to have scribes to go into the synagogue and make a copy. Somebody could read and tell you what it said. Can you imagine just living on books that Paul would write to correct some mess or to give them encouragement? I think that he explained more revelation knowledge. I mean, of things that's not even mentioned hardly. So how can I help or forget what he said? I think, my God, I pray with tongues more than you all. What would you do if you got a bunch of Gentiles saved and all of them had 6 or 7 wives? What would you tell them? Somebody had to straighten it out. Listen, when in Brazil that last time, when those hosts of devils gathered together, it took me a while to understand all of it because I was under the attack. And one thing they lay heavily on is your mind and your thinking. They try to get you all messed up. But I understand now, even more than before, that they were guarding that last door that had made it to and was not supposed to let us go through that door. And after I found out what kind of door that it was, because I managed to get my foot in far enough to see that down at the end of the road was a great big monstrous safe, like it's in a bank, and big wheeled, you cranked it open, and I noticed it was cracked a couple of feet and just glory light just shining out. Well, I encountered a door like that in the last realm that in the history of ministry, praying in tongues, discovering it, the book, all those kind of things, that I realized each time that praying in tongues couldn't do what fasting could. That he put a fasting key in my hand, the Holy Ghost did, through prayer. And then unlocked that door, and then it added, and then meditation, you know, confessing the word. Right on down the line, just whatever I needed to keep maturing. Then love, I ran into a love door. And it was just cracked a little bit, but I got doused in it. And, boy, I never quite felt anything like that before. It just kept getting stronger and stronger, and I seen things in the Word I'd never seen before. It was incredible. But then, it just stopped. It just stopped. And I understand why now, because if I didn't have a foundation that had lead in it and everything to hold me down, discovering the graciousness, the goodness, and the extension of the love of God and who He is on you, man, I could have jumped up and went all inclusive or something. They must have made a mistake in the Bible. How could there be a hell? It's all inclusive. One man, Adam, He caused all our fall. We didn't ask for it. So one man, Jesus, redeemed all of us. We didn't ask for that. They fell, they redeemed. It'd be hard to see anything else. And that love kept building and building and building on the current information that I had. But I spent some time in that place. It was strong enough to get me into a worship closet and do whatever necessary to break through to find out what's really in private worship. And I did, to a degree. I found out that the love of God does have a tangible presence. And I enjoyed enough to see things happen that I've never seen before. And I don't mind telling you, it was exciting. And the whole time it was changing me. One of the main things that kept teaching me an inch at a time was the worth of people. You. Now I can understand that statement. Jesus was moved by compassion. And He healed them all. It was during that time that I found out that the love of God literally had a tangible presence. It could be felt. It could be felt like when Smith walked into a room, people would go, what happened to the atmosphere? No, it's tangible. But in reality, when you look, study the 10 attributes, they're all part of what He is in the new nature, which is love. He's love. Sovereignty, righteousness, judgment, immutability, eternal life, love, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, and truth. That makes up the one essence of the true and living God. Well, in who and what He is, He can't lie. In His immutability, He can't change. See, we don't really understand. We think we do. He can't lie. He can't lie. And the love of God can get that in you. You've whipped disease. Bad. Well, I graduated there. I think I made it to the end of the realm. And there was one more door to open. I don't know. There might be some after that. If it is, it sure doesn't feel like it. And that's when those devils met me in Brazil. About 15 or, I don't know, 18 to 15 come in the room, and it wasn't a vision. You could interact with them. And when I got up and ran them out, even though they wasn't there, they kept chanting. They just disappeared in their bodies. We're going to kill you. We're going to kill you. We're going to kill you. I came to the end of that, figured it out. Got rid of them. Hadn't had a visitation since. Hallelujah. But then, their whole job was to stop me from going in the next door that had the great, monstrous, master safe door. Well, the love of God was just flowing behind it. Not supposed to go there. That's where revival lives. That's where He gets everything He needs to cause such a barnstorming revival that if you carry people all the way through to that love, they're not going to turn around and get real stupid one day and say, I'm Elijah. Or I'm Jesus. Oh, yeah. Does this hurt? Pow! So I saw that master safe. How can I say? I was able to open the door a little. And at this point, I'm thinking that I slept in for, I think it was less than 1 minute. I was back out. I didn't want to go out. But I just slipped over for 1 minute. And I can't describe what it feels like. I can try. Just for a moment. it felt like if I was walking towards a children's hospital. They all had every kind of disease known, I don't care. That I wasn't going there with hope, you know, or anxiety or anxiousness, nothing. I was going there to empty. When I slipped over there, it was so already done for 1 minute that I didn't know what to do with it. It's like somebody's going to walk across the floor. They're walking along and nobody's bothering them. Are they going to take another step? Just as sure as they can take another step, that's how sure that it was done in that place of love. But I was only there for a minute. Man, for that minute, I said, it wasn't even long enough to analyze it real good. I said, no wonder, no wonder this worked. I came back, and Alan and some of them came in. I said, I had an experience here. Just means we're on the right road. And why wouldn't love be? Why wouldn't it be? How many thinks or believes that we're going to have our outpouring in Tulsa? Our outpouring. How many believes it'll carry enough strength with it as it spreads to keep spreading? Hallelujah, Jesus. What do you think? I know. I know. So here we go. But we answered a call to the Bahamas. And since I didn't know what they were, as far as I know, a guy chased me around with a spear. I haven't heard about it. But we got there, and it's a resort. It was a, my gosh, people go there on vacation and take pictures. Here I am, white as a ghost with bird legs, you know. But there was something there. There was something there orchestrating itself. I mean, the love of God seemed to go tangible. And we was both trying to figure out what it was. And hallelujah. Well, did something happen that hadn't happened before? Ooh, besides all the preachers coming in supernaturally. It wasn't really advertised to preachers or anything. And well, something moved. Something moved on our behalf. And I don't know, but we drastically affected the island, I'd say. And myself, I only want one little diversion. This a little 30-minute ride to an island to eat and then go back. My time was used. But anyway, this is what was different about it. It made the papers. Yes, the meeting did. About that big, huh? An article on the front. And this isn't the whole paper. We just took our section. Did you pay much for it? Nothing. They said revisited by Pentecost. It would have to be. When does a newspaper cover? Another page. 3 pages. Now tell me, something wasn't different. The favor, the atmosphere that we felt, it was different from anything I felt. And I know it's another step into that love of God. So, I didn't know what to do. I wrestled over showing it to you. But I wanted to convince you that we're on a trail into a tangible operation of the love of God that destroys all fear. All fear. And it never fails. Hallelujah, Jesus. How many was filled with the Holy Spirit, Alan?
Probably about 40.
How many pastors you think came out?
How many pastors came?
Yeah, how many came, you think?
There's probably about 30 pastors total.
And it wasn't advertised like that. Hallelujah, Jesus. One woman that fought the Holy Spirit for
30 years.
All her life. Just as stubborn as a bulldog. And she got filled. When you go from glory to glory, for he's changing me, that one place won't be the same as the other. You see, I do all that I can, every moment I can. But know this, when the conditions have been met and steps are made forward in the Spirit, there's nowhere that I can't operate like that where my authority goes. So be strong. Many things you've been promised are very close. Dilo urekere and shakabo batasi. Brendo kaloboski dasi. Dase. Nahurabeke dasi. Hashkurabatesi. For a thing that'll be surprising to some of you is that the signs and wonders will become so pronounced that people who are seeing them will be struck with wonder and think, oh, this is real. This has to be God. That you must understand. They'll see these things with such clarity and with such strength that many of them will make decisions. They'll make decisions to get on the path. And every time leads to everything that I am and have provided for them. Sobokurasuk nisikora. Get your corazio, mind you. He's saying the old thing. He's saying, for the path to the cross and everything that it's divided is as final and sovereign as the cross itself. If you get on it, you can go from where you are, and what you have, to everything he said you are, and what's yours, and what you can have. It's a direct path walked on purpose. People begin to see that and see the fullness of the results from it. Then what we're going to have is a revival that'll spread like the fires I saw way over 20 years ago. And people were fighting to get through a look like a ring of something not clear, like a cloud around the planet. And people were trying to climb up through it. Around the outside of it was a bright, bright perimeter. Very bright. So somebody just fought and fought to get through it. And they got through it and stuck their hand up and it glowed. And they came back down and God used them to lay hands on people. And some of them got both hands up in their head and they taught. Oh, they could talk people, preach and teach people into everything. And finally, a few of them squeezed all the way through. When they came back, they shot to different dark places on the earth. Everywhere they landed, the darkness erupted in flames until forest fires were burning. I saw that 25, 26 years ago when I got in a shower. And the water wasn't very hot, so I wasn't hallucinating. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I know you'd almost had to have been there. But I can't tell you how excited I am about what's happening. About that door that the devil couldn't slam in my face. And what's on that path. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whew. I got kind of a warning. How can I put it? That the devil's going to fight this door I'm going through, but not to pay any attention to him. I'll get through it. So if things go totally in the opposite direction for a while, I don't care. I could pray for everybody in here and they'd get sick. I'm not stopping. And I am not satisfied. When I know what the Bible says, and there's a fullness for it, to it, I'm not satisfied. So he can fight all he wants. I don't care if I pray for 35 million people and not one get healed. It will just make me know that the devil has an Excedrin headache number 9. But that's not going to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just saying. For 40 years, preaching, 39. You don't have very many new experiences. You just don't. You wore everything out everybody said. This is a new one. And I like what's on the other side of it. Hallelujah. So, let's just reverse this. How about you extending your hand towards me and praying? Hallelujah. Come on. This is the most exciting time in my life. Come on. Oh, Jesus. I remember when the devil took you into the wilderness, Jesus. Tested you to the limit. And you whipped him on every level. Because it was your standing you were going to give us. So you defeated the devil. And that was the standard you give us. When you give us power over all his power. Hallelujah. So he can't do nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So let me ask. Anybody here does not speak with tongues? And you want to? All of you look like veterans, but there might have been somebody slip in.